A popular Outcast production.
Again, podcast listeners, this is Mike Carpenter, and you are listening to Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. Hooray! long story short, I'm in my car again, in case you couldn't hear background noise. I apologize, but I have a story to tell, or I don't know if it's a story, it's just something that's been bugging me, and so I'll just get into it. At my job, let's just start, where do I start the story? So I am 28. I'm 28. For the majority of my life, I grew up in a small town, but it was a busy small town. And it just got busier all throughout my life. And, oh, there's a cop. Passing a cop. I wonder if cops can pull you over for podcasting. I don't even know how to get into this. Son of a bitch. So where I live now is a much smaller town than what I'm used to. It is a very, very closed-minded area. a lot of homophobia and racism, especially racism. Oop, hitting some bumps. And it eats at me and it bugs me, and I don't like it. So, and it's also a very openly religious area. A lot of churches, a lot of Christianese, or people who just want to call themselves Christian but still love using the N-word. I'm at work the other night, and my boss at work, who is barely old enough to drink, also openly racist, loves racist jokes, just loves them. If a joke doesn't end with a racial slur, it's not funny. I might sneeze. This is awful. Bless me. Yes, bless me, because I believe in blessing. So my boss loves telling me how not funny I am, which could be entirely true, but I don't laugh at racist jokes. I don't find racist, quote-unquote, humor to be funny. To me, if a joke involves a victim, which a lot of jokes need, a victim, because that is the punchline. But to me, if the victim of the joke is belittled or is less than the person telling the joke, it's not funny. I like making concepts the victim. If racism, the concept of racism is the victim, I think that joke has the opportunity to be funny. But just telling a joke why does a black guy do this? Herp, derp, burp. It's fucking stupid. It's hack. It's not funny. So anyway, my boss loves telling me how unfunny I am because I don't laugh at every racist joke that he pumps out. So the other night, we're insanely busy at work, and I'm just in a shit mood, which happens more often than not at my job. And for some reason, we get into jokes and stand-up talk, and again, he's like, you should probably get yourself a joke book, because, I don't think you know what funny is. And I just kind of, just getting a big fuck you mentality. At which I'm like, all right, fuck you. You want to hear a funny, you want to hear a racist joke? I'll tell you a delicious racist joke. Oh boy. So I'm like, what a, and apologies to anyone who hears this, or whatever, if you are anyway, in any way offended by this, but fuck him. So I'm like, fine. And also, I should, again, or I should say also, my boss is a very openly religious man, man in quotes, because he's a fucking boy, but, he loves going off on Christian rants and bullshit, and loves telling people that they sin and whatnot, while at the same time loves belittling every other race and sexual preference and gender that is not him. So anyway, I'm like, fuck you, you want to hear a great racist joke? Here, here's a fun, fantastic fucking racist joke. What did the shitty, dirty Jew say to his fucking deadbeat father? And he gets a big fucking grin on his face. He's like, oh, I don't know what. And I'm like, forgive me, father, for they know not what they have done. And his face is kind of like drops and in confusion. I'm like, no, get it? Because it was Jesus. Because he was a dirty fucking Jew. And his dad was a goddamn deadbeat dad because he wasn't there when he was a kid. And so he's like, that's not funny. I'm like, why? You like Jew jokes? I hear you tell Jew jokes all the fucking time. And I'm like, well, what? Why is that not funny? I think it's hilarious. It's great. Fantastic. And I just kind of lose my shit in a sarcastic fucking asshole-y fucking whatever. And then he just goes on this fucking Christian rant. Whatever. Either way, I just will love, I want to put out into the world to everybody, more people who even listen to this, who, which, by the way, aren't that many, racist jokes, not funny. You know, not funny. It's not good humor. It's kind of just dumb and hack and just belittling and just shitty. Not funny. I don't find, making fun of a race to me is just pointless. Like, I just don't get it. I don't like gay jokes. I don't like fucking any of that shit. I don't like women jokes, whatever you want to call them, chauvinistic bullshit jokes. You know, like, I don't know. Just fuck him. Fuck my life. I just, this area where I live, this small town bullshit is just eating at me slowly every day because of all the fucking, I cannot go a single day. Like, if I leave my house, because there are days where I don't leave my house because I just don't want to go out into the world around here. But if I leave my house because I do have a job and I do need to go to the bar on occasion to fucking vent, but if I leave my house, it's so rare to not hear either a racial slur, a homophobic slur, some kind of just closed-minded horseshit. It is kind of opening my mind a bit, to the extent that, before I moved up here, I never denied in any way that racism existed, you know, quite the opposite. Like, I knew racism existed, but I never saw it. I never encountered just full-out racism, which, I mean, is a saying a lot, because I did grow up in, like, central PA. But, I mean, like, we're close to Williamsport, we're close to Harrisburg, you know, capital PA. And, like, yes, like, I know racism exists. I know it's not going to go away anytime soon, but I never, like, flat out just, like, heard the majority of people just be blatantly racist. And I just don't understand it. I just don't get this fucking mentality of people around here who are who go to church every Sunday, and in their minds praise a man in a book that's supposed to teach morality and acceptance and forgiveness and all the things that the I don't know what I want to call the character of Jesus, the possibly fictitious character of Jesus, who Jesus himself in the book, from what I've read and from what I've learned, was a rad dude. Like, his teachings alone, good stuff. You know, just kind of a hippie, all about you know, just love your neighbor, you know, forgive people, don't hold grudges, just you know, be chill, man. He was pretty much the Big Lebowski, minus the White Russians. But yeah, like how these people who consider themselves to be this, I don't know, to follow a moral code and follow an upstanding moral code, like at the flip of a hat, like you know, as soon as they leave that building, and I'm sure probably in that fucking building, turning left, how they can just forget it all instantly. Like, and I guess that's half my problem with religion. I don't think, honestly, I don't think most people who can call themselves Christians even really believe in any of that. I'm sure, I mean, the Bible teaches you to put God first before your family, before your loved ones, before anything else. God comes first. That is in the book. That's in the Bible. God comes first. If you know, if God wants to test your faith, you should, you know, stone your children before you say no to God. And I think that's wrong. And also, I think most people who call themselves Christians, you know, I'm sure if you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm sure if I put a fucking gun to their head, or a gun to their children's heads, and said, hey, I'm gonna blow your fucking kid's brains out here, unless you say, you know, I hate Jesus, I hate him. Oop. Fire truck. Anyway, so yeah, if you held a gun to the majority of American Christians' children's heads and said, you know what? Your kid's gonna die unless you say you hate Jesus and you don't believe in him. They're gonna fucking say it. They're not gonna put God first. Like, just, they don't really fucking believe it. You know? Like, they want to believe it. I would love to believe it. I would love to believe that I'm always being watched and loved and cared for, and my wreck of a life is somehow divinely planned, and everything is all gonna come to something good someday, and I'll never end, and when I die, I'll go to judgment, and hopefully all the good things I've done will be enough to get me into the gates, and, you know, oh, everlasting joy with all of my loved ones. I don't believe that at all, in the least. I wish I did. I wish I could, but I don't. Because I can't. But anyway, that's my current rant and story. I guess I kind of got off on a religious tangent. Sorry. I'm going to add more to this later on. I'm just going to be driving around and maybe click this thing on and off and just record some stuff. I do have, I don't want to fucking butter my own bread too hard here, but what I would consider to be a fantastic idea for next week's episode. It's going to take a lot of time and maybe planning-ish. I'm not really sure what it's all going to involve, but it's kind of a social experiment, and I don't know. It should be interesting, but no one likes listening to vague clues about something, so fuck it, whatever. But anyway, hopefully next week's episode is going to be pretty awesome. Again, this week I don't have a guest, not just like a solo episode guest, which I really need to start booking some guests, but my job doesn't like paying me money much. So, you know, to leave my secluded area that is hours from anything else needs fundage. But yeah, so I'm going to end this little segment here, and I'll be back.
Fuck this shit up.
When I get a room, the sheet should be wetter than the perfect storm. Ride a bitch dog, eat his ass in my drink up on. Wanna bury my face 6 deep in your ass. Tuck the legs around my head and wear you like a hockey
mask. Yeah, I'ma split your shit like a piece of lumber. Giving them praise, making a bitch get dumber. Cause when we get together, we be making such memories. Girl, you're so hot, could have sworn you're born on your knees. I'ma bust that gash, I'm like Kim Kardashian. We be making ass passion like it's going out of fashion. And when I'm on your ass, and bitch, I make the ass. And take your pussy for a while, so get your seatbelt fastened. When you go too fast, bitch, I gas the ass. And bitch, I grasp the ass to make it last. And last, so baby pass the ass so I can blast my mask. Cause they will do it all night until my dick goes flat.
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
Hello again, listeners. I'm back in my car again. I am leaving the bar that I frequent in my area. It is just about 3 o'clock in the morning, and... I should start with the I don't drink and drive. That's not good. I go to the bar a lot, but I actually rarely drink. I may have... maybe a beer a day, if that. Usually I go there, I drink Pepsis. I eat burgers and, you know, delicious bar food, wings. Drinking, not really my thing, which surprises most people because I Snapchat like crazy. I'm always on Snapchat, and every picture I take seems to be from the bar, but where I live on a very secluded mountain in northern Pennsylvania, and I don't get cell phone reception at my house, so pretty much if I'm on my cell phone, I'm either at work or at the bar. Or on the rare occasion out with friends. but anyway, as I was at the bar tonight, just by myself, I got into a, I don't know, depressed, placid, I'm not sure what the mood or what the word is for the mood I was in, but sometimes when I'm out in public and seeing the way that people interact with one another. I think that's what depresses me. Like, if I go out, I don't think I really have social anxiety. I'm good in social situations. I love talking to people. I love, you know, interacting, and building connections with other people. That's what I live for. I love it. but, like, you go to a bar or to, like, a club or to some place where people are socially interacting, and just the way people treat each other is just bizarre to me. Like, it seems so foreign. Like, like, for an example, tonight I'm at the bar, and there's a very pretty lady sitting beside me, talking to one of her friends. I don't know her. I don't know her friend. She's just there. I am there. Neither of us were talking to one another, which is fine. You know, great. And just watching, like, 3, 4, 5 different guys throughout the night come up to her and just use the shittiest, like, pickup lines or just... Oh, it's fucking... It's just so weird seeing people try to force a human connection on another person. Like, to me, if I'm wearing a t-shirt with I have a lot of horror movie t-shirts. I'm currently wearing a Shining t-shirt. If someone comes up to me and says, hey, I like your t-shirt, I'm like, oh, well, thank you, you're a fan of the movie. I'm like, oh, yes, blah, 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 blah. And, like, to me, that's an organic connection. Like, to me, that's just two people in life who see, who realize there's a common interest, and, you know, you start talking. Or, like, if you bump into someone and say, oh, excuse me, and then, like, somehow you start a conversation. Just however people meet each other in the world. You know, you're introduced through friends. Like, I enjoy building friends through organic connections and meeting women through organic connections. But, like, I can never picture myself going up to a girl and just hitting on a strange female who I do not know. That just seems so fucking bizarre to, like, try to force a connection with someone else. I just don't understand. And, like, does that work? Is that what people do? And, like, sometimes you see the way people interact with one another, and it just seems so foreign to you. I don't know why I'm saying this as in you, the listener. I'll speak for myself here. When I see people interact, and I just think the way they're acting is just fucking bizarre. Just inorganic and trying to force connections and trying to, I don't know, like I get dudes, not dudes, I guess that's somewhat sexist to narrow it down to one, you know, one gender, but when I see anyone just blatantly hit on another person, you know, for sex, pretty much, you know, great, I'm all about people hooking up, but it just seems so weird to me to, like, I don't know, to just go up to someone and be like, to intrude on their personal space and assert yourself into their lives. And be like, hi, I'm me. I'm going to say something that is somewhat misleading, hoping that this will end in sex. And to me, that just seems so bizarre. Like, to me, it would make almost more sense just to go, like, if I find a female sexually attractive at a bar, just to walk up to her and, like, hi, do you mind if I talk to you? And if she says, no, go ahead. And then I say, hi, blah, 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 blah. My name is Mike. I find you sexually attractive, and I wasn't sure if blah, 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 blah. Like, I mean, like, to be completely open, I don't have the ability to be dishonest with people. Like, if I'm trying to hook up with someone, they will know it from the get-go. Like, I'm not going to offer to buy them a drink or to just sit there and I don't even understand flirting. Flirting to me is so foreign. But it just seems so dishonest to try to play the game, quote-unquote, I guess, whatever the game is. It just seems weird. Like, that's not your intention. Your intention isn't to... I don't even know what that intention would be. I don't even know how to word it. God, I can't even think. yeah, like, if I walk to a girl and say, hey, can I buy you a drink, blah, 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 trying to butter your bread, fucking, you know, just gonna sit here and flirt a little bit, and hopefully there'll be a connection, we'll make a spark, blah, 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 blah. Like, why beat around the bush? Why not just be honest? Like, hi, I like the way you're put together. How about, do you find me attractive? Yeah, you single? Or at least in an open relationship? Or interested in having sex with me? You are? Sweet. Let's make this happen. Boom. Done and done. It just seems so much more simple. Why try to do it another way? You know, why, I don't know, why play games, I'm rubbing my temples, thinking in frustration of just how I don't understand human interaction. And the thing is, like, it seems that's the way the majority of people interact. Like, you know, I clicked a button on my fucking steering wheel. like, oh, I'm sure this is going to be awful to listen to. I apologize. Not really. Whatever. excuse me. Is, like, I'll sit at a bar and, like, I almost feel empathetic. I'm not sure if the correct word is empathy here. Like, I'll be embarrassed for other people. Like, I'll see, like, the crazy drunk guy at the end of the bar who's just making a scene and just being loud and obnoxious and just yearning for attention and not getting it. And or I'll see, like, another guy go up to some girl and just start dancing and grinding on her. And then she'll, like, kind of look at him and, like, say hi and blah, 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 and then just instantly turn back to her friends, ignoring the guy. And he'll just move on to the next group of girls he sees and do the same thing again. And I'm just like, is this normal? Is this what normal people do? Like, am I... Is the way I think... I don't know how to word this properly. Like, correct English. the way I think... Is that the minority of how people think? And how people think they should interact with others? Like, if you want attention... I mean, I don't know. I don't know why you really crave attention, I guess. But, I mean, if you really crave attention, just be polite, you know? Go make friends. Find people with common interests. You know, I don't know. It's not hard to interact with others, I don't think. And to, you know, be in a circle of friends, and you're all talking and having a good time. Like, I don't understand the point of being the center of attention. And yeah, like, to pick up a girl, like, if you really want to go pick up a girl, just be honest. I mean, maybe, I mean, or a guy, you know, pick up whatever, pick up another human being that you're interested in. Just be honest, be like, hi. I mean, and don't be intrusive. Like, to me, it just seems so wrong to be intrusive and just, like, just blatantly hit on someone. Like, why not ask if they mind if you hit on them? Like, hey, do you mind if I flirt with you? Do you mind if I talk with you? And then you'll just know outright. You'll know if it'll work instantly. If they say yes, that's pretty much an in. You know, maybe it doesn't guarantee you sex or whatever you're looking for, but it guarantees you that they are fine building a human connection with you, as opposed to just barging into someone's personal space. And asserting yourself, and I think asserting is maybe even the wrong, inserting yourself, I don't know, just barging into someone's personal boundaries and saying, hi, I'm here, I'm going to be what your focal point is for the next however long you allow it. Deal with it until I find you unsatisfactory. Like, I'm not sure what the mindset is there, it's bizarre. Just, people just don't know how to fucking treat other people, and it just seems bizarre. It's weird. I don't know what the point of me even saying this is. I might not even put this on the episode, but I just feel I don't really have anyone else tonight to rant out this to, and be like, ugh, people, fucking, I don't get them. But, alright, so this is all for now. Maybe I'll come back on later on and spill some more bullshit. Yeah, goodbye for now.
You know what I like?
What?
Rocky.
J-Money.
We like all kinds of girls.
We like long blonde curls.
And dark chocolate swirls.
Ever since we're making millions, we've been laying down Brazilians.
I down an Irish red just like she was Killian's. Chinese, Japanese.
Damn, Jay, check out these.
Girls dropping to the knees.
But thank me, girl, I aim to please.
Cause damn, I love them Asians with their kinky sex provisions.
Like a tsunami coming at me, quick.
Man, your battle stations.
We like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
We like fucking fucking Nat Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
He's young, just like John Smith when it comes to pussy hunting. Well, up on Pocahontas, a fucking pound of fucking content.
I'm just like Chris Columbus when it comes to finding Snatcher. Try to put it in her vag, winds up in her ass.
I met a girl up in Quebec.
And I filled up her trench. She mainly spoke English.
But she sure fucked in French.
And speaking of up north, man, the Swedish chicks are crazy.
I fucked a girl twice and she asked if she could pay me.
We're like, fucking that Geo. Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
We're like, fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass? I like French girls.
Italian girls.
Girls from Lithuania.
Taking a Euro trip. Oh man, it's pussy mania.
And one time all in Spain, I fucked the senorita.
Turns out she was just 16. Jailbait.
Holy Lolita. And man, I just can't get enough of UK chicks.
They may got bad teeth, but they all got huge tits.
And I happen to be a man that appreciates curves.
So come on, British ladies, let's go work on our swerve. We're like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
We're like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass? Well, hello there! Sorry for stopping the music. I just wanna talk about how I wanna fuck some girls. There's just no such thing as too dark or too light.
Too black or too white.
Too loose or too tight. So girls, if you see us at the club tonight,
come on up, it's okay.
Yeah, cause we don't bite.
We like black chicks, white chicks,
brown chicks,
chicks with dicks,
what?
Big chicks with hips and full pouty lips. I guess there's just no race that I won't inseminate.
Cause just remember, ladies, our dicks don't discriminate.
We like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
Like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
We're like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
We're like fucking that Geo.
Or at least the Travel Channel.
Fucking every type of broad.
There's no bitch too hot to handle.
And we always paid attention in geography class.
How else we gonna know where to find a piece of ass?
Hello again, listeners. I am back in my car yet again. I'm in a surprisingly chipper mood. Not really sure why, but just having a good night, I guess. It is 9:44 p.m. Shockingly warm out today. It's odd because last week I was scraping frost off my windshield, and today it was around 84 degrees. Not a big fan of that shit. But, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think it's going to be the final segment of this episode. Probably going to be a shorter episode, but, like I said, hopefully I have plans for a future episode that I have a good deal of faith that it's going to be entertaining and enlightening and good to listen to, but, you might have to deal with one or two of these in the meantime, because it's going to take a lot of work to get done. Yeah, I would love to, love to have more one-on-one episodes where we get kind of deep into shit and talk about some fun topics that aren't talked about very often, but just right now my schedule won't allow it, and my wallet won't allow it, so, hopefully I'll probably be, let's see, I don't even know where I'm going with this. All right, well, anyway, I want to plug some things here. First off, if you want to see me do some stand-up and see a lot of other, you know, great comedians do some stand-up, we are having the next Mon Mom, MNMOM, Mike's No Mic, Open Mic, is going to be on October 26th, and it'll be in Sunbury at the, I think it's called the Fraternity of the Eagles, which will be, I mean, we're changing the venue, but I don't know, it's going to be interesting. There'll be alcohol available, so, you know, people are going to be drinking, and there was no booze last time, unless people pre-gamed, but, and there'll be people there who are not there to see comedy, which will also be interesting, because, it's just, it'll be different. So we're going to see how that turns out. But a lot of my buddies are coming, and just there should be a good turnout. So if you guys want to come, look it up, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, Fraternity of the Eagles. Fraternity. I can't say that word very well. But yeah, check that out. Just in general, check out the Popular Outcast Network. There's some great shows. I talked about them earlier. You know, good stuff. As for me personally, I appreciate all feedback. Negative feedback, positive feedback, doesn't matter. I want this show to be as entertaining, enlightening, and whatever you want to say to as many people as possible. So any kind of feedback is always well appreciated. You can reach me at Facebook. Just search Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. You can leave comments, leave personal messages if you want it more private. If there's anything you don't want me to say on the air, just let me know, and I won't on the air because I'm on the radio. On the show, on the podcast. I don't know. Is this a show? Are podcast shows? I call this my show sometimes, but I kind of feel douchey saying that. But whatever. If you want shit to stay private, just let me know. That's fine. Not a problem. The Facebook. And if you want to call me, leave me voicemail, which I love. I love voicemails. Everyone who sent me voicemails are fantastic. And, I don't know. Everyone who listens to this, the few of you out there, you are fantastic. I love you all. Call my Google Voice number. It is 702-POD-CUNT. That is 702-P-O-D-C-U-N-T. Pod cunt. Thanks to listener Gina for making me my awesome pod cunt keychain, which is currently jingling by my knee in my car attached to my keys. Twitter. I love Twitter. I don't use it as much as I should, but I don't get cell phone reception at my house, so because I live in the middle of nowhere up on a mountain in the Twin Tiers area, northern Pennsylvania. I am very secluded. So anyway, not a lot of cell phone towers where I live, but I do get on occasion, and I love the comments, and I always retweet and favorite and reply whenever I get fun tweets. Tweet me, and that's at Mike's Shit. That's M-I-K-E-S-S-H-I-T. No spaces, underscores, hyphens. I don't know what all Twitter allows, but none of that shit. One word, Mike's Shit. Mike's Shit. Check that out. Blah, 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 blah. I am awful remembering the things that I have. I have a Google email address, for the show. If you want to keep shit, ultra private, just directly message me. The longest email address ever, mixing it up with mikecarpenter@gmail.com. Good luck with that. I just breathed in the microphone. Message me on there. And, like I said, comments, any kind of feedback. Give me some topics to talk about, even if you like for these episodes where I just kind of rant and ramble and just think out loud. Anything you guys want to hear about, or you want to know my opinions on, or you want me just to fucking, the world works in weird ways, and some people don't like saying it, or I don't know, that sounds weird, fuck that, whatever, I don't know, I'll just yap about shit, so fucking tell me what you want me to yap about, and I'll yap about it, or if you have a good idea about what I should talk about with a guest. I have a couple little topics I want to definitely hit on in the future. Oop, just hit a rumble strip. Let me know. And I will do everything I can to try to make that happen. Also, if you'd like to be a guest, and you have something interesting, you have a fun story, let me know. I'll try to work something out. My travel is slightly limited, but I'm always open to meeting someone somewhere, or, I'm always looking for something fun to talk about. I like talking. I like yapping. So, let me know. And I guess lastly, my favorite, best love in the world, Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat constantly. If I'm not at my house and my cell phone's turned on, I'm on Snapchat. Love that shit. Friend me. Add me on Snapchat. It's M-I-U-W-M-C. Mixed up with Mike Carpenter. So yeah, just add me on Snapchat. I'll send you crazy shit. You can send me crazy shit. You know, it's all private and fun. I won't be any kind of creepy unless you want me to. Then, you know, what's up? I will not send pictures of my balls to you unless you ask for them. In which case, if you ask for them, I will totally send you pictures of my balls because they're gorgeous and they need to be out there in the world for everyone to see. The world needs to know. I don't know what's wrong with me. All right, so that's, I think that's all my contact information, except for my cell phone number, which I won't give out, really. Except I probably will, but just not here. I mean, if you want it, I'll give it to you. I don't give a shit. I'll talk to you. I don't care. So yeah, look me up, man. Let me know. And like I said, any kind of feedback, I really would appreciate it. Also, last thing, I always forget this one. This is kind of the biggest one, and I always forget it. Oh, I forgot this one, too. All right, second one is go to Mixing It Up at popularoutcast.com. You know, that's where all the fun shit's at. Or mixingup.popularoutcast.com. I don't know what it is. Something like that. You'll figure it out. that's my main blog page. I really don't post on it very often just because there's not really a lot of traffic there. But if you guys want some blog entries or some pictures or some weird shit, let me know. I'll start posting more often, but it just kind of seems more of a waste of time. But yeah, the most important one of all, the big kahuna of helping out my podcast would be to look me up on iTunes. Just search Mixing Up or Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter or Mike Carpenter, and you'll find me on there. You'll find my podcast on iTunes. And my listeners, the numbers are slowly dwindling, which is fine. I'm not looking to get rich and famous here. I just want to talk and yap and hopefully entertain, and if any kind of possibility, you know, maybe open some minds to some new ideas. But, you know, whatever. I just want to make a show that people like. But I'd like to try to get more listeners, though. If you would want to do me a solid, you want to do me the biggest favor in the world, even bigger than going to Amazon.com, but first clearing your cookies, and then don't go to Amazon.com, click the fucking purple banner on popularoutcast.com or mixing up with popularoutcast.com, ran that bullshit, whatever. Even a bigger favor than that, go to iTunes and subscribe to my podcast. Even if you click subscribe, you don't have to download it every week. Just click subscribe and then just delete it once it starts, or just cancel download. I don't care. Just be a subscriber. And number one thing, give me some ratings, man. Rate me. Rate me. I mean, if you don't like my show, give me one. Whatever. That's fine. I understand. I'm not for everybody. But if you really want to hook me up, you can give me a 5-star rating. What? 5 stars? Oh, shit. 5 stars? What? Yeah, man, give me some 5-star ratings, and give me some reviews. Let me know. You know, iTunes is a good way to get the word out to people. So if you like my show and you think other people might like it too, let people know on iTunes. You know, you can make free accounts. You don't have to use a credit card. There's ways to get around it. Google it. That's hot. Yeah, there actually is. It's weird. iTunes, I'm one of those weird people that don't like putting my credit card number out to the world. And I also don't have an iPhone, so I really have no need for iTunes. So I know you can do like some weird shit to get around that whole thing. Google it if you just want to, you know, make an iTunes account just to do comments and bullshit. There's ways around it, and it's really easy. It takes like 3 seconds. I did it. So yeah, dude, anyway, that's it. Hook me up if you can. If you don't want to, that's cool. I understand. But that's pretty much all the plugs, though, I think. That's everything I have to plug. I am plugged. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's see. Some quick filler just to end this. I finally watched season 8 of Dexter. I don't know how many of my listeners listen to Dexter. Watched the Showtime series Dexter. It has been one of my favorite shows ever. I love it. I've now officially watched every episode. I'm done with season 8, and a lot of people didn't like it, but I loved it. I thought it was great. check that shit out. If you're into weird, creepy serial killer shit, you know, good times. Yeah, you know, DVR, man. DVR is a wonderful thing. You can watch it at your leisure. I was just talking tonight to one of my buddies, because they were asking me if I watched, I don't even know what show it was. I think that new Sleepy Hollow show. Oh, excuse me. I am disgustingly rude. But yeah, I really don't watch television. I hate TV. I hate what TV has become. As much as I love the idea of exploit and exploitation entertainment, like I love old 70s exploit movies, black exploitation, Nazi exploitation, nunsploitation. I love that shit. It's a fun time. It's entertaining in its own way. But now reality TV is just becoming exploit. You have like, and it's not fun exploit. Like shows like Toddlers and Tiaras and like, I don't know, The Woman with 19 Kids and shit. Like, to me, it's not entertaining. And it's not even like, it's like, oh, that's trash. It's not even like trashy entertaining. It's just dumb. It's just dumb fodder bullshit that I just can't find a value in. And that seems to be all TV is anymore. Except for a handful of shows, which I all DVR. Modern Family. I don't know why. It makes me feel good. Sometimes I cry. It just, I don't know. It's a very heartfelt series. I love it. I watch Community on occasion. I watch Parks and Recreation on occasion. I don't need those shows in my life. Dexter I need. And now it's gone. I don't know what I'm going to fill my brain up with now when it comes to television. Nothing, I guess, because TV's bullshit. Just watch movies. All day, every day. That's how I roll. Just kind of blabbing on now. So, I guess that'll be all for this episode. Thank you for listening. Again, you know, let the world know about the wonders of mixing it up with Mike Carpenter. I'm so arrogant. Is that the word, arrogant? I don't know, full of myself, I don't know, ugh, oof, but that's all, so thanks for listening, and maybe I'll put another, I'm thinking I'm going to fill this whole episode with musical episode, or little musical bits in between, or rap, dumb rap bits, because they're just funny. I don't know, my old rap songs with my buddies were just, they make me laugh, so, but if I did do that, you would already know it by now, so I'm not sure why I'm saying it now. Just to fill time. Art of none. Have a good day. Yay!
You a science fiction novel in the back of a dollar store. We an out of print class with fans screaming for more.
We a bottle of Dom P, you a bottle of rocket wine. They regret drinking you, bitches screaming, that's all mine.
I'm Alexander DeLarge, you just one of my drinkers. Been looking real horror show, you been looking straight gloopy.
I'm a pair of brass knuckles, you slinging your sissy fists. My hands are fucking wrecking balls, you just got limp wrists.
We the motherfucking Cobra Kai, you just Danielson. We on that next shit already, used to practicing shit we've done.
You're a commercial jingle, we're a Shark Attack theme. You singing fucking soprano, we got a Willem scream.
We're making girlies' bodies move like Herbert fucking West. You trying to cop that shit, cause we the fucking best.
You a side order nachos, I'm a seven layer burrito. I'm the genetic spirit twin, you just Danny DeVito.
I'm Darth fucking Vader, you just soldiers at Hoth. You just wearing black makeup, we like fucking Gogoroth.
We the last house on the left, you in a house of cards. We have this rap game on lockdown like we're fucking prison guards.
You're just a motherfucking tracer, I'm holding McNeil. You playing street hoops, I'm like fucking Shaquille.
I'm a pair of Wayfarers, you a pair of Panama Jacks. You sharpen pencils, I'm grinding my axe.
You a respiratory system, we just motherfucking SARS. You struggling with the words, we just blowing cigars.
You got amateur status with professionals like Leon. You last two strokes that keep going for eons.
I'm Walter fucking Kovac, you just Dally Relement. You talking big game, but our tracks are testament.
I'm like fucking Bear Grylls, you just Smokey the Bear. You preventing forest fires, I'm causing anal tears.
Let's go.
trunks, you smell. I've been making more sore assholes than a fucking Taco Bell.
I'm the fucking Fresh Prince, you that Wild West shit. We got mad fucking swagger, you still just getting jiggy
I'm
with it.
I'm a feature-length comedy, just a Fallon skit. We keepin' rolling with laughter, they wish, and you just quit.
We're a fucking halogen light bulb, you just a light bright. Motherfucker, you got skid marks in your fucking tidy white.
We hold a rhythm all day long, you just can't hold our jocks. We got beats that make you wanna shit like much a fucking fox.
Our girls are centerfolds, yours are truck stop strippers. If this were Fargo, you'd be in a fucking wood chipper.
We a fucking pharmacy, you poppin' pills like Heath. We a samurai sword, you just a motherfucking sheath.
We changing government figures, you a protest song. You a pair of granny panties, we a motherfucking thong.
We fuck girls like Anne Hathaway, fuck girls like Anne Frank. You ride a go-kart, we drive a motherfucking tank.
You still preparing for the climb, we already at the summit. You pulling out, we're slow, motherfucker, we just done it.
You painting shitty paintings while I'm painting your girlfriend white. I turn that painter red, brighter than a stoplight.
I'm the grim fucking reaper, you the ghost of Christmas past. You a fucking cherry bomb, I'm a nuclear blast.
You a childproof flutter, I'm a fucking flamethrower. I'm Hurricane Katrina, you just a fucking leaf blower.
You just a mosquito bite, I'm a pit bull attack. You got your girl into a fight, I got her onto her back.
We swinging mad pipe, you just stuffing your jaws. If you was Stacy fucking Slater, we Zach motherfucking Morris.
You eating pounds of burgers, I'm eating pounds of cunt. Around the world in 80 lays,
let's start the pussy hunt.